Hallways, once bustling with student activity, are now quiet. It's only days since public university teachers in Nigeria walked off their jobs, but lecture halls are already covered with dust. The government has expressed surprise, but the lecturers are unmoved.
They can say they are surprised because they are not serious. I'm sure Nigerians are not surprised because we didn't wake up overnight and say that we are going on strike.
13 years ago, educators and the government signed an agreement to end an epidemic of strikes at Nigerian universities. But teachers say this was never implemented.
In the past 20 years, there have been nearly as many strikes by academic staff in Nigerian universities. The industrial dispute has disrupted academic calendars. As a result, students sometimes take 6 to 7 years to complete a four-year degree program.
These students come to the university nearly every day, hoping for positive news.
The hope to graduate and to get job, now we don't even have that kind of thinking.
But his peers in private universities have no such worries.
Federal government has almost 100 universities, and they have so many challenges ahead of them. In our own, when you build a private university, naturally your focus must be on the institution.
Years of neglect have left public universities overcrowded and with poor funding for research and salaries. Union leaders say most professors earn less than $1,000 a month. Lecturers say they are tired of meetings and agreements that the government fails to implement. They warn in 1 month they will make the strike indefinite if there is no breakthrough. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Kano, Nigeria.